announcement of today's saint says this of Our Lady: the Holy Ghost warmed, inflamed, and melted Mary with love, as fire does to iron, so that the flame of the Spirit was seen, and nothing was felt but the fire of the love of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Today, children, we ought to see our Blessed Mother upon a high throne and glorious. And if you look at her from one way, she's doing something that starts with an E. And from another way, she looks differently. There's another E. And in the third way, there's a third E. And then, at a distance, but Mary beckons them to come close, there's a little girl and an old bishop with some poor people around him. That's the picture of today's sacred liturgy. The first E would be Mary, dressed in the white habit of the Order of Mercy, the Mercedarian. That statue's on the altar, if you can see it there by the epistle side. And she's establishing this order to ransom the poor captives of the Moslems. She's appearing to today's saint, Raymond of Peñafort, and she's showing him how to establish this order. She appeared to him at night. St. Raymond, whom she chose, was a Dominican. First of all, he was a very studious priest and teacher, and he assembled all the laws of the Church, which, until Pope Pius X, were called the Decretals, and they were the actual canon law of the Church. And he also wrote a wonderful book to guide priests who hear confessions. We would call them today confessors. So St. Raymond was times two, doubly, a confessor of our faith. At the age of 45, he became a Dominican father, and the Pope wanted him to make him a bishop at some point, but he was so humble he said no. But then he had to become, when he was very old, the head of the Dominican order, the Master General. And that he did out of holy obedience. So but we think of him as the saint who established this order with our Blessed Mother and two other saints, well, one other saint and one sinner, for the redemption of captives. And that's an appropriate thing to think about because today we're praying after Mass and all day long for the return to the faith of the fallen away, those who have stopped going to confession and have fallen under the power of the devil. Our saint was so strict on staying away from the occasion of sin that he wouldn't even be with someone who chose to stay in the occasion of sin. And so, once upon a time he was on the island of Mallorca off the coast of Spain with King James of Aragon, who in his better moments had some good ideas, and he was one of the founders of the Mercedarians too. But he had brought with him a lady who was not very, very good, I'm afraid. She was not Our Lady, and she was an occasion of sin. And so the saint, Raymond, spoke up very boldly to the king. He said, "Your Majesty, either she goes or I go." And the king got to be kind of proud, because if you're impure, you tend to be proud too. And he said, "No, you don't. You're going to stay on this island. And if anybody tries to take you off, then I'll kill him. Execution, death." What did the saint do? With a companion who was extremely timid, shaking with nerves, bad case of nerves, he goes down to the seashore, and he whips off his black Dominican cloak, and he puts it on the water. And he takes his little staff and puts it in one corner of the cloak, and he ties it to the staff, and he makes the big sign of the cross, and he steps on the cloak, and they depart, much to the surprise of his nervous companion. And he got to Barcelona in about 6 hours, which by things back then was pretty good timing. And by the time he got back to his monastery, it was late at night and the doors were locked, and he had another little miracle. He walked right through the locked door and got back to his bedroom safe and sound. That's our saint establishing. Today is also the feast day of the Esalmu, another E. That means when Our Blessed Lady was engaged to Saint Joseph. Remember, the priests told her, you must leave the temple now, you are 13, and time for you to become betrothed or engaged. And how St. Joseph came, because he was inspired, and his staff, again a staff, his staff was put near the Holy of Holies by the curtain of the temple, and it blossomed. And that was the sign that he was a pure and holy soul who was to take care of our Blessed Mother, with whom he would have a true but a virginal marriage. So today is the feast day of Our Lady, her espousals, and last of all, see Our Lady enthroned. Today is the feast day of St. Ildefonso. Remember St. Ildefonso? He was the tutor for St. Isidore. Remember, Isidore had a big family, and Ildefonso was one of the older brothers. And back then they didn't have school, so they had homeschooling. And so he was being homeschooled by his brother, the bishop, and St. Ildefonso was a little on the strict side. And he used to smack and punish quite a bit. Isidore, he didn't get his lessons right. And one day he didn't do his homework. And this boy's will, he got the idea in his head he would just run away from it all. And so he ran away. But this is the brother from whom he ran away, St. Ildefonso. Well, remember, he did come back. He realized that he should just work hard every day a little bit and he would do fine. In the meantime, St. Ildefonso loved Our Lady. And he spoke and he preached about her perpetual virginity. And he established the feast day in Spain of the expectation of Our Lady, December 18th. One day he was leading his clergy into the choir for Matins the night before the feast. And he saw the Blessed Mother seated on his throne, on his cathedral throne, and Our Lady had a present for him. And he knelt down in front of her, and Our Lady said, here, my son wants you to have this. It was a beautiful vestment that was all embroidered by angels, because you have written so well of me. And another time he was with the king in the church of St. Leocadia, and nobody knew where the relics of St. Leocadia were anymore. She was a very important saint for them. And St. Leocadia appeared, showed where the relics were, and she said that all of the court of heaven salutes you, Ildefonso, because you have written so well about our Blessed Mother. So he's a true saint for Our Lady. That's our third E. But we have a fourth, because there's this little girl who gets commemorated today, and she's Emerentiana. She was the foster sister of St. Agnes. After St. Agnes was put to death, she spends the night praying at her tomb, and some rowdy pagans come around, and they start making fun of her and of St. Agnes. And even though she was just a little girl, that was too much for her to take. So she raises herself up to her full, 3 feet or whatever it was, and she said, you are devil worshippers, and you will go to hell if you don't, and I will not worship devils. And they got very angry with her, and they put her to death right on the spot, even though she was a catechumen. She hadn't been baptized yet. She was baptized in her blood. Remember, baptism of desire, water, and blood, children. And she went straight to heaven. Today is her feast day. And last of all, a rather interesting saint who imitated Mary and her divine son, Jesus, beautifully in the manner of loving the poor, and he is St. John the Almsgiver. He was from Cyprus. He had a big family, but unfortunately all of his children died, and when he was a widower, he was elected to be the Bishop of Alexandria in Egypt, because everybody knew about how devoted he was to the poor, and they were very edified that he gave away huge sums of money. So when he got to town to be the bishop, he said, well, you better give me a list of my employers, the bosses. Your bosses? Your masters? What do you mean, Your Excellency? I mean all of the poor, because I've worked for them. And so they gave him a list, and it was 7,500 poor people in Alexandria. And he said, right, from now on, I work for them. So he established justice. He called in all the shopkeepers, and he said, look, from now on, you don't have any more cheating with your scales. Your scales are to be fair. Everybody is to pay fairly, and you're not to cheat poor people anymore. And then he got talking to the governor, who had put a lot of taxes on the poor people, as they like to do, governors and people like that. And he said, that's got to stop. And the governor got very angry at him, and he screamed at him, even though the saint was very calm, and the governor stormed out of the room. Well, the governor never apologized all day long, and our saint was waiting for him to apologize. plateau at nightfall, just as the sun was going down in the west, he sent a message to the governor. He said, "Dear governor, the sun is setting." What do you think that might mean, children? It was a reminder from the gospel. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. And the governor, to his credit, took the hint, and he came and he apologized to the saint for having lost his temper. The other thing that our last saint today used to love to do would be that sometimes, he didn't love to do it, but if he had to, he would. Sometimes he even interrupted the Holy Mass, inspired by the Holy Ghost to do so. One time he did it because he had excommunicated a cleric, and then at the Our Father he thought it was time to forgive him, so he absolved him. And another time, someone was assisting at his Mass who had refused to forgive a hurt, an injury. And so when the time came for the Our Father, our saint stopped saying it. And the man was saying the Our Father to himself in his missal. And then he realized that the saint wasn't saying the Our Father. And then he pointed out to him, "How can you say the Our Father when you don't mean that part about forgive us as we forgive?" Point taken again. He was a great saint for getting points across, St. John the almsgiver was. And then he forgave. And last of all, this is a good story. Sometimes, you know, people in the old days used to leave church early. And I hope no one ever does that at our church, but sometimes they used to do that. One time, people left church early. In the old days, they used to leave church when Father started giving out communion, because people thought, well, we had our three principal parts of the Mass, and now we could just go. So that's what happened once, and St. John the almsgiver, seeing people leave church early, he went out, and the people were standing around outside talking, as people love to do, you know, instead of coming to church or staying longer, they just spent talk, as though that were a truly important part of life. But usually in life we get enough time to talk, don't we, children? When we come to church, we should be praying. Well, he went outside, and he went right in the middle of this group of people who are talking outside when Mass was still going on. And they all looked at him so much as if to say, "Your Excellency, what are you doing here?" And he said, "My children, the shepherd has to be where his sheep are. You're my sheep, and I'm just going to have to spend some time here with you unless..." And they all apologized, and they all went back to church till Holy Mass was over. St. John the almsgiver honored our Lord because our Lord, in his true human nature, imitated and learned from his Blessed Mother. And they both of them loved the poor so much. In his day, the city was full of the heresy of the Monasticites. And one of the ways he fought heresy was just by being so good and so charitable to the poor that it made the heretics pay attention and come back to the true faith. Holy Mass starts now. Let us see Our Lady on her high throne, establishing Our Lady espoused to St. Joseph, Our Lady enthroned in the glory of her perpetual virginity, and let's ask for the grace to imitate her today, at least a little bit. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.